Hello and welcome. This is the Veg Grower Podcast. My name's Richard and this is episode 139 titled Winter Greenhouse Plans. Today's date is October the 23rd, 2017. So coming up today, I've got the usual diary, which I don't have a huge amount to talk about. And after that, then I'm going to talk a little about how I'm planning to use my greenhouse in the winter to try and keep some fresh crops coming in. After all, I've got the greenhouse. I should be monopolising it a lot more than what I actually do. But firstly, let's get on with the diary. Well, during the week, it's been dark when I got home from work, so I haven't really been able to do much, but I did manage to buy some tumble dryer tubing, and I've placed this under the greenhouse in a couple of places to make a tunnel for the hedgehogs to get in and out. Seeing as they're living in there, I kind of want to encourage them as much as possible. So, oh yeah, I've just used this tumble dryer just to make a little tunnel, and a bit later on I'll be talking about the compost which has gone over it and what have you. Now, because of the weather over the weekend, I basically managed very little work. Friday evening, I did make a point of walking around the garden and just making sure everything was secure. All pots were placed on the ground so they won't get blown over. Everything was bolted down and secure, everything put away. Made sure all bolts and nuts were tight in the greenhouse, and anything that basically could move was secure. And I didn't want to lose anything in the storm that was coming, I didn't lose anything, so it worked. Saturday morning, I headed down the allotment to do some harvesting. When I was down there, the wind was getting very, very strong as the storm Brian was. It was through. I mean, the weather was kind of funny. We had really strong winds, but bright sun, and it was actually quite warm. It was just the strong winds kind of made things very, very difficult. And when it rained, it tipped it down. There were very heavy showers I had, so I couldn't really do much outside. But first thing I did on the allotment was just walk around and check everything. Check there was no damage, which there wasn't. And again, I made sure everything was secure. I should have done that before. Thankfully, I've kind of done it as I go along throughout the year anyway, but it should have just spent a few minutes just to make sure just before. However, regardless of that, there was no damage. Everything was secure. Nothing got blown away. So, all well and good. I then set about harvesting quite a few bits as we had some family coming around for lunch on Sunday. So I harvested all my remaining carrots, a few more beetroot, a good lot of leeks, and some potatoes, including my Sapo Myra. Now, these Sapo Myras have now died back, and these have performed the best by far this year, these Sapo Myras. Potatoes are a decent size. There was plenty of them in the pot. I only emptied one box, bin, but I'm happy with what was in there. All the rest, there's lots of decent foliage, so I know they're going to be well. In fact, the foliage on these grew better than any of my other varieties. So the Sapo Myras are obviously being Sapo blight resistant, and that has paid off. With all the harvesting done, I just tried to do a bit of hoeing, but the rain showers were just, and heavy wind, I just gave up and went home. Basically, when I went home, I just kind of sat in the front room reading a book. Now, I don't normally sit down doing nothing. I very rarely watch TV, but I wasn't enjoying being outside in this weather, so I could have gone into the shed and done some work, but the wife kind of said, "You've got to sit down because you're working too hard." So I did. I kind of sat down on the sofa, and I was reading a book called The Farmer's Life for Me, which I'm really enjoying. It's by James Doherty, and it was released actually in 2011, so it's a few years old, but I'm really enjoying this book. I'll do a proper review once I've completed it. But yeah, it was really good. Sunday afternoon, after everyone had left, I went to my potting shed and potted up my seedlings. I sown these last month, and I've been meaning to pot them up, but they were starting to get a bit leggy. So I finally potted them up, and we'll let them grow on a decent amount of root before they get planted where they need to be planted. I then set about cleaning the greenhouse, just washing down the windows inside and out, just with water and sponge, and this is to allow more light through during the winter when the light is less. Once the windows were washed inside and out, I spent some time inside the greenhouse, just pouring compost onto the beds, straight out of my compost bins. Thankfully, with my compost bins and the chickens, it produces some beautiful compost. And as I try and do the no-dig method, but I guess I kind of do my version of it. And I just pour all this compost onto the bed and let nature, I'll probably rake it out, but I'll just let nature do the rest. And for me, this has always worked really, really well. And, well, that is actually the diary section taken care of. Because of the weather, I haven't done much. I would have liked to have done more, but yeah, and I think we all know how it is sometimes. And sometimes it's good to take a step back. However, this does bring us on nicely to the main subject for today, where I'm discussing what I'll be using the greenhouse for over the winter. As the whole point of a greenhouse is to extend the seasons, it seems a shame to really not use it bit more in the colder months to try and grow food. Last year it basically stored a lot of my tender plants, and it did work very, very well for that, and I will be repeating that again this year, keeping my tender plants. Currently the grape and a kiwi are in pots in the greenhouse, and they will stay there to keep them going for quite a bit longer and protect them over the winter. Particularly the kiwi, in previous years, I've never managed to get it through the winter. In a greenhouse, it seems to do pretty well. I still have a really good looking chilli plant. It is still growing really well in the greenhouse. And it's still growing. It's still flowering. I'm just going to leave it there and try and overwinter it. I'm not sure if it's going to entirely work, so I'm not going to dig it up or anything. I'm just going to leave it. And my greenhouse is unheated. It may not last, but I will try. And if I have to build a bit more protection around it, I don't mind that, because it may set fruit a lot earlier next year. And with my more tender plants that I have outside and I want to move indoors, they include things like my Satsuma trees and a few herbs that are delicate. They generally do cope with a mild winter, which we may have. I don't know what the weather is going to do, but I can't take that chance, and every little bit will help. Admittedly, because I am on the south coast, I do tend to get quite mild winters. I'm also going to move my peach tree into the greenhouse. And the main reason for doing this is every year this peach tree gets a fungal disease called peach leaf curl. And it comes from the rainfall every year around April time. And I'm hoping by moving it inside, it will just stop it catching it for next year. So far, really, all I've been talking about is getting these tender plants through the winter. And I did say I want to grow food in here to eat. The truth is, there's actually a lot of food that can still be grown over the winter, especially in a greenhouse. And I would actually go so far as to say that some do better grown in a greenhouse over the winter. For me, I find that parsley and coriander sown in the winter grows a lot better in a greenhouse over the winter. They do like cooler weather, they do set better. So every few weeks I'm going to sow a few parsley, coriander and get them going to keep my kitchen supplied with some fresh herbs. I currently also have some broccoli Rab 60 seedlings growing. I feel they are going to be a bit too small to survive outside. We'll try, we don't know. But I think in a greenhouse they actually do quite well. And because this variety is meant to produce broccoli within 60 days of sowing, they're quite a quick crop, which by my calculations, they should be ready around November or December time. And that would be really great to get broccoli during the winter. Spinach is something else I'm going to grow in the try and grow in a greenhouse. It also does much better in cooler time. And so, yeah, I've got these seedlings ready. Once they've put on some decent root growth, I'll be planting them in the greenhouse. And I think they'll actually do quite well in there. I'm not sure if it's going to be completely successful, but we'll try it and see. Lettuce is something I've grown last winter quite successfully, particularly the winter varieties. And I'm going to try and produce these this year to make some lovely winter salads. I'm also going to use them in my hydroponics, the IKEA hydroponics, because they are really good. I quite like lettuce in the winter. It's nice to have something so fresh, really well received. And with something like lettuce, which isn't, it doesn't store well. You need it fresh. Pak choi sam, I've also got these seedlings. They're oriental leafy greens, and they're going to grow in a greenhouse and a few outside. They're meant to do quite well outside. How they get on, we'll see. And again, leafy greens, fresh food, they don't store particularly well. And it can be used in a variety of dishes. I particularly like pak choi in Thai green curry. Now, I'm sure there is actually a lot more I could grow in my greenhouse. But my space is kind of limited. It's only 6 foot by 6 foot, which is a reasonable size. I've got a path on the inside for access. I've also keep a water butt in there. It's big enough for me. Of course, I think whenever you have a greenhouse, you always want one bigger. But I'm hoping that this will be enough to keep me with plenty of fresh food over the winter. I've still got my little potting shed, which doubles up as a greenhouse, and I have cloches and growing tunnels that I can use on the allotment and veg patch. They're not as robust as a greenhouse, but when the wind dies down, they come out. And if this all works out successful, then next year we can look at growing more and maybe the addition of a polytunnel, although I'm not keen on polytunnels from previous experience. However, I'm very happy with my greenhouse and I'm planning on utilising it hell of a lot more during the winter. So that's my thoughts for this week. I'm going to sign off now. It's a bit of a short podcast this week. Don't forget to check out my blog at thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, where you can find more about me and links to all my various social media things and all that. So until next time, please take care, and I'll see you all again then.